the day we arrive on the planet, and when we step into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless rhyme.
And that was the incredible voice of Carmen Twilley in The Lion King, Circle of Life. Unbelievable. And if you missed that last segment, too bad for you. You better catch it on iPod at Worship Factory, on the iPod at worshipfactory.net, because you just missed a vocal session in here in this studio that was a cappella, that was no accompaniment whatsoever. Yeah. And if it didn't blow your socks off, I guess you don't you don't have socks on. anyway, we are, Rod, we are just so honored to have Carmen in studio with us. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, she's such a wonderful talent and wonderful person, but what I hear is God speaking through her about he's made us all so unique, and he has such a plan for us. I know I'm resonating a theme here, but yes. I think it's important to understand that we have a creator that we serve. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept, number one, that he's creator, mm-hmm. and number two, that he created you with intent, then as a creative person, there's a hollow place there, because that's what God is all about. It's what he made us to be, and we need to let God fill that spot, and that's how we become more creative, how he can work through us. And I'm going to let anybody chime in here that wants to, because Carmen's holding herself back there a little bit.
Absolutely. I want to know so much about that, especially coming from your background, Carmen, of there's a lot of young girls, young guys, young people that are out there wondering, can I make it? Can I do it? Can I fulfill God's destiny in my life?
Mm. And I can answer that question with absolute authority. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
this
yes,
is why
yes,
we
yes,
love
yes,
you,
yes,
Carmen.
Yes, yes. Like nada. It's the nada that you cannot do. You can do it all. You know, providing it's according all things. See, I am not a Bible thumper, but I'm a strong believer in what I know and understand.
Right.
And I understand the tithing tilted everything in my favor. I think that some gigs I got when all the other altos were up for it and I got it, I think I was the only one tithing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
And then I was like I am the lowest woman in town. But, you know, just because they couldn't find another person to sing that, you know, the Holy Ghost is an awesome, awesome agent. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's been my agent.
Mm. Yeah.
The Holy Ghost tells people to call me because I can't make them do that.
Right, mm. right.
You know?
And I then, agree. You know, I agree.
I can't do it. And then being a tithe payer, that is just so essential. There's a promise in there. God does not lie.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a liar. And he's not a
Test
trickster.
Test me in this, he says.
He says,
see if I won't pour out.
And then when I heard that, I must have been about 28, maybe. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I was like, well, I don't have anything. So, yes, I'm going to take this dime out of this dollar, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give it. And you know what he did? Not in the sweet by and by, in the nasty here and now. Right. He turned my whole life around. My whole, you know, it's like doors began to open. I don't know who these people are. I still don't.
Mm.
You know, just because mm-hmm. of positioning. Now, we come through in a certain way. Just like I came through as a Negro.
Mm.
The Lord made me one. He could have made me anything. I could have been Chinese, Japanese, you know.
Right, huh?
And it's like I like all these other people's food.
Yeah. So, and we like yours too, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, I do a mean taco. But okay, where
oh my
were we?
Goodness.
Sometimes I get too far.
We're talking about creative, but I think also real quick, I think, you know, it reminds me of I go to prepare a place for you where I am, you may be also. And he says, you know what, but I leave you a comforter. And talking about leaving us a comforter, the Holy Spirit is definitely our comforter. And in the creative world, if you don't have the comforter, if you don't know as far as Jesus Christ, or don't have a walk in your life, get with the program.
Yeah, and the other verse that's jumping out to me right now is that verse that says that he will give us the desires of our heart. And for many years, I just saw that as, you know, God being our sugar daddy. You know, he'll give us what we want. But there is a very strong opposite view on that verse where he will put in your heart. He will give you the desires. He'll put those desires in your heart.
He will give you the desires of your heart.
And then, not only that, he won't just instill them into your heart, but he will bring them about. Ooh. And he's faithful on both ends of that verse, to put them in your heart and to bring it about.
And only he can do it.
Right.
No one else can do it. So those of you who have that hunger to give and to, you know, this is what I would encourage you to do. Study, study, study to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then I just feel that we kind of give our Father a little more to work with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not
good
that he needs
points.
It. Yeah. Not he doesn't
that.
Need it because he's going to do whatever he's going to do for his purposes. And I'm totally down with it. Mm-hmm. You know, because check this out. Have we seen any explosions between hydrogen and oxygen lately? Have they gotten out of place ever? You know, if man put that together, we'd be in trouble because hydrogen is bad news all by itself.
Yeah.
Right? That's a very wise God. I mean, he's smart. And I'm the kind of a guy that, I mean, the kind of a girl or the kind of a person that, you know, if Monique is a soprano, why would I need to be one?
Yeah. You know? We all have our part in this family, this body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, you're really smart. Why do I have to be smart? Yeah. You know, it's like I have smart people all around me.
Easy now.
I need to be good. It's just be good, you know?
Faithful with what God has given you.
Mm-hmm. And be real.
With your talent and your time.
Mm-hmm. And be honest with them about it, you know? And also about that heart thing. All right. So the heart is infinitely wicked. That's bad enough, but it's deceitful, infinitely deceitful. So that's bad because you can lie to me all day long, but when I believe the lie.
Mm.
And so like when people say, I love it when they say, follow your heart. I'm like, I ain't fixing to do that
because
I don't even know my heart.
Right.
But
like God,
he
Phillip.
Searches.
He does.
Yeah. And he knows us better than we know ourselves, you know. So,
you know, I have a unique question. Have in your studio sessions or any of your career experiences, have you ever felt God kind of show up, even though it may not necessarily be a quote unquote Christian thing? Have you ever sensed God's presence amongst, you know, a bunch of people singing or in the creative process? Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. First, let me answer you really quickly. He actually showed up and sang for me in Lion King. Because I was having problems with my voice, you know.
Wow.
And he came and sang for me. He did that. And then also like when I'm on a session and we have to do like a million times, sing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Yeah. At some point I say, the reason why we're here is because he's talking to us.
Mm.
You know, it's the same thing over and over. The Lord will make a way. You know, like maybe that's the song in the movie and we have to do it 50 takes. And so we sing it over and over and over. Plus we did the pre-record. It's like, oh, he's trying to tell us something, guys.
Finally sinking in.
Yes.
48th take.
That's why you're here.
And you are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5. We are with Carmen Twilley inside studio, which is just her story. Get on the network. Check her out. We will have her posted on our website, all her background and her history, as well as her musical gifts. Just amazing. What would you say, Carmen, to I'm a young person, as you were when you were young, younger. What would you say to someone that's young that's just thinking about getting involved in creative arts?
Go for it. Go where it is. Go where you can. And know that wherever you go, that you own it. Because I believe this. Behold, the Lord has given me the city. So this is actually my city. I don't know what it looks like, but I believe it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in our next segment on Exposed. By the way, we'd love to have you set in and talk with John and Mariana if you get a chance. There are college-age young people on our Exposed section on our website, worshipfactory.net. Rob?
Well, I think the thing that stands out to me when I'm hearing listening to Carmen is that you can be somebody who trusts the Lord, who believes these things, and have a career. And that's one of the things we want to point out as creative people. They're not separate. God made you, and he made you to be successful. So that's quite all right.
I just have to say that I wouldn't have a career without them.
Mm. Right.
I would not, because I am not Jenna Bush.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm Carmen Twilley.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, bless her heart, master's degree in public administration, but she worked to get it, you know. What is that came in 1963? You know, where they let black folks go to college and stuff. And
desegregation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
thing,
she was one of the first ones to go through. And, you know, so
Yeah.
Now, you have four siblings, is that right?
Yes, I had four.
Are they all musical?
You know what? All of us took music.
Okay.
And yes, I have one of my brothers is a basso profundo.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
Did you guys grow up singing or playing together?
Very much so. We were raised up at the Adventist, kind of like Take Six. Nice. And we there were a lot of don't do's.
Yeah.
When we didn't do movies, we didn't do makeup, we didn't.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We ate.
Dresses
and
better
we used
be a
to
certain
sit
length.
Around and we used to sing together on Sabbath afternoons. That's and so great. There were millions of groups.
That's great.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Oh, nothing more powerful than a church. I grew up with a missionary, a mother, and every church we've ever been into. But if you get into an urban or African American service, to me, there is nothing more moving as far as than going into that church service. I mean, you might as well sit down, or maybe stand up, because you're not going to sit down.
As long as it's not the church I grew up in, because I promise you, if I blindfolded you and took you in there, you would think that you were in the First Presbyterian. Yes. You didn't sing that lower form music.
Now, could you tell us briefly, because we don't have much time, but a little bit about the Haiti Project?
Oh, that was so cool. Okay, 60 voice choir. That was just glorious. And of our peers. And 90-piece orchestra. Just astounding. And then we saw the images of Haiti. And I mean, it was just, it was riveting. And then the music. Oh, my God. All of the, what was it, 10 composers or 12 divided up the entire score. And they wrote their parts, and I did the part with Deborah Lurie, whom I met through working with Jasper Randall. And so I've been doing stuff mainly just being silly. We just love to play and be silly, like, oh, I got to give a shout out to Willie. I got your sweater. That's her dog.
And the proceeds of this project...
Oh, it goes to help with all of the devastation in Haiti. And I mean, filmmakers and all, you know, the whole community. This was our community coming together to say, we care about Haiti. All of the professional musicians and...
And you have been listening to Carmen Twilley here on Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. Just a great heart. We'll be right back with our Exposed section and more of, with Carmen Twilley. A little more of Lion King now in Circle of Life. This is Kimpton Bryan, Rod Trekkinghaus, Monique Donnelly. And Rod, we're so excited this week to have our first ever sponsor of Worship Factor Radio and T-Rex Body Shop up in Valencia, California. How cool is that?
Yeah, T-Rex is owned and operated by our good friend Eddie Giraldo. He is a drummer and a musician as well and a good brother. So we invite you to give him your business. If your car needs to be repaired, you need somebody you can trust, Eddie's the guy to go to. T-Rex Body Shop. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S. So it's a play on the monster T-Rex, but it's spelled differently. And he's located out in Santa Clarita. It's worth the drive to have somebody you can trust. Let me give you his phone number. It's 661-250-4796. And you can go see him online, too, at T-Rex Body. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S-body.com. So let me give you that phone number again, just to make sure you have it. 661-250-4796. Give Eddie a call. He'll take care of you. T-Rex Body Shop.
Quality you can trust. Go check him out.